January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AUDIOBOOM. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AUDIOBOOM for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AUDIOBOOM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 1 hour in the books, 2 hours still to go. It's The Usual Suspects, or as I like to call it, The Big Show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. Little rain, precipitation in the forecast, Stephen. But overall, hey, it's cooling things off a little bit. Barry's happy he got rain at Palatial Laminack Manor.
I checked the cameras. It looks like it rained out there.
Jeez. What? He went through that. He went through all that trouble just to
Director
see if his grass
security,
got some rain.
Barney Fife reports... precipitation at the Laminack Manor.
Bitch, you got cameras? What are you talking about?
I thought your weather station would like clue you in.
You got cameras at the Blank House?
I don't have cameras. I have a camera on the doorbell.
But you can still check it.
It's covered. Right. Am I going to look for rain? It's covered.
What do you mean it's covered? But you can still see if it's raining in the yard.
What's the point of the camera if it's covered?
No, I'm saying there's a roof over it, so you're not going to see like precipitation on the lens or
you
anything.
Can't see you can't see the outside?
You can see like
if it's raining on your sidewalk
and half of the front. Okay.
Just you live in a tent.
The fact that you've got like a full broadcast going on from your yard with cameras and DVRs and things.
I've told you, there's no way to get in my house without being on camera. That was one thing I wanted, man. Wanted, security. There's nothing wrong with that.
I hope you feel secure.
I do.
Excellent. And I'm glad you're getting participation from your precipitation.
Me too. Damn that. By the way, we missed a surefire loss, Atlanta. They ain't winning that game.
I think we all agreed that they would lose.
Well, we were talking about the five games that they're definitely losing.
Oh, yeah.
New Orleans, the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Patriots. I would add the Falcons to that list. That's the five games they're for sure losing.
Yeah. Like I said, I just feel like from the outside looking in, I can see how, just because of the way the front office looks, and I know Joel wanted to get to something Bill O'Brien said, or Jason Braddock.
So Braddock is at practice today like he is all the time, and he's reporting back some good stuff. But he says the question to Bill O'Brien was, is Matt Khalil hurt? Because he was there, but he wasn't practicing. But O'Brien, in typical O'Brien fashion's response is he hurt? I don't have to answer that question on injuries until the season starts. Every day I come up here and you guys ask 50 questions about injuries. He's out at coach's discretion. How's that?
God, he's such a jerk.
Just can't stand that, especially when you haven't won anything.
Why is he such a jerk? Just answer the question. Be like, no comment. That's all you got to say. No comment.
I mean, instead of the media always being so nice, I'd go, hey, 9-7. What do you got going with Matt Khalil? Well, because you know how he addresses everybody by name? Well, yeah. John.
Yeah, I'd be like, excuse me, Bill O. Average?
Yeah. That's fantastic. Has anybody ever thought of that before?
Bill O. Average?
That fits perfectly.
Meta, right?
Yeah, it's great.
I don't know. Be like, excuse me, I have a question, Bill O. Average. Anybody hurt that we should know about? No! Okay.
Did you play Mega Millions last
Fair
night?
Fair enough.
Were your numbers 9, 7, 19? Just... thought maybe you take a shot at it, going 9-7 again this season. Come on, man. Stop being a jag to everybody. Just answer the question.
Yeah.
Everybody, all we're hearing is, completely different than what we're seeing. We're all seeing a below average left tackle. All we're hearing from Bill O'Brien is, God, he's been good. He's been practicing hard. Looks good in the drills. Now he's not even in the drills. He's not participating and practicing on a regular basis, but he doesn't have to tell you anything.
And we've all been there before, but the fact that he answered that way is only going to provoke more questions regarding that player. Like, don't think for one second that that's going to go away now just because you went off on Jason Braddock.
And Braddock sums it up best. His tweet after that was, good O'Brien yesterday, bad O'Brien today. It's like, he's like bipolar. One day he comes in happy and the sun is shining and he'll answer your questions happily. And the next day he goes back to Belichick without any wins.
Huh. Well, I would keep asking. At this point,
because the fans want
to
know.
I would do it just to piss him off.
You would be Barry Warner.
He just comes off defensive. It makes you want to ask more anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would be like, oh, so is Matt Khalil hurt? I don't have to answer that. All right, cool. Yeah, that's great. What's the injury situation on J.J. Watt? Is he back? Is he fully healthy? How's Jonathan Joseph doing? I know he's old. Is he injured? I would just go. Even guys that weren't hurt, I would just ask if they're hurt. Like, you're going to be like that? All right, how about you're making it miserable for me to do my job. I'll just make it miserable for everybody. I mean, my God. Just say no, a no comment. Guys, I'm not going to answer questions about injuries, but you don't have to be a jerk about it.
Y'all want to see how salty he was?
No.
Because it's a 26-second clip if I send it to Nick.
Oh, well, that's kind of on the fly, but...
I mean, I don't have to do it right away, but I'm just saying.
Man, I just...
That annoys me to no end.
So, yeah, just be nice. I don't understand. Just be nice. By the way, we've got a couple of suggestions for Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yo, Adrian said songs about your sex life. Like, songs that would sum up your sex life. Like, One Minute Man by Missy Elliott.
I see what he did there.
That's too on the nose.
Yeah.
CJ said inspirational songs, but we've already done that. We need better suggestions, so keep them coming.
I just,
If
there was one about
Bill
O'Brien being a man, he just fires me up that he gets away with that. I hate that. I just hate the coaches with their media intimidation crap. And we've gone through this. Popovich done it for years. Before him, Hill with the Spurs, Bob Hill, you should try and do the same thing. Uh-huh. And their big thing was, if they scare you or they annoy you, then you won't come back, you won't ask another question. So you're right. A lot of times, you need to keep pressing.
Just keep asking.
The one credit, as annoying as he can be, but when Barry Warner was at a press conference and he asked you a question, and if you didn't answer it, he's coming at you round two, and he's gonna come at you with the same thing until you at least address it.
Yeah.
So you got it, Nick?
Is he hurt?
Yeah.
I don't have to release an injury report until the season starts. And every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. So you'll get an injury report when the season starts. Right now I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
Do you expect him to start for you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Now, see, that was a good follow-up question, and at least he answered it. But
that was a follow-up question from someone else.
Yeah, do you expect him to start the season? He said yes, if you didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, got the answer.
Yeah, he just gave Braddock a death stare. He's like, "How's that for an answer?" You know? And he looked
Yeah, it's the tone. There's this level of arrogance that's pretty, ugh, I don't know.
There absolutely is.
Usually the same death stare I give Barry when I'm angry at him. I'm like, bitch.
Not just Barry, I get it too.
Are we doing Clarence?
Let's Do we have time, or do we need to get it after the break? Because I know we're up against it.
Yeah, we can do it.
You want to do it real quick? Clarence, what's up, man? You want to talk Texans schedule?
All right, guys. You know what? Y'all ran off the losses, and I wouldn't count out the Saints game. Reason being, the Saints, as much as I love them, have crapped the bed since the 2014 season on opening day game.
You're right.
Yeah, well, they haven't played
since
the Texans
2014
yet.
Loss.
You're right.
And as far as Way Back Wednesday, how about y'all do songs featuring 9-7 or being average?
Not bad, Clarence.
Ooh, not bad, Clarence. Yeah, he's right about the previous years, right? So last year,
Didn't they go 15-1 and lose the opener to like Cincinnati?
No, they lost three games last year.
Was it the year before?
2018, they lost to Tampa opening
there
week.
There you go.
And then they lost to the Cowboys and Carolina at the end of the season. 2017, they opened the season with the Vikings and lost. They lost two in a row. Vikings and then the Patriots. 2016, they opened up against Carolina and won. 2015, they opened up against the Cardinals and lost. So they hadn't played the Texans.
I think your response was perfect. Like
they're playing the Texans. They're going to win that game. And it's Monday Night Football. I don't think I need to remind anyone in this city how bad our football team performs on Monday Night Football or primetime football or any time that the spotlight nationally is on this team. They usually crap the bed. That's not a concern of mine. I'm still comfortable in projecting a loss for the Texans there.
Okay.
So
I'm going to leave that just right in.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to continue to move on with the show. We got lots more to get to. If you want to kick around some Texan stuff, we're here for you. If you want to talk about the Astros and the game tonight or the series coming up throughout the week, hey, we're here for you that too. Lots to get to. And also, we always want you to be a part of the show. So if you want to reach us, 713-780-3776, call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer?
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Roll through hour number two, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Talking some Texans, Bill O'Brien. You all are having some great suggestions here on Bill O'Brien / Wayback Wednesday themes, all under consideration, but some good ones.
Yeah.
At least.
Ed said, how about popular songs from 97? Huh? Get it? 9-7?
Like
Ed,
it.
I really like that's how you put your thinking cap on. The rest of you, step your game up. Some of these have been pretty lame. Mark Shell, I'm not even reading
no.
yours. That was awful, and you should be ashamed of yourself for sending something so dumb. Songs about arrogance? That's not bad.
Are there enough?
Yeah. I mean, like, you could do George Thurgood, Bad to the Bone, because he thinks he's bad to the bone.
Okay.
Right? And then somebody said songs about needing help.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I like the 9-7 for 9-7.
That's very good, yeah.
That so far is a leader in the clubhouse. Keep it up, though, suspects. We know you can come up with more. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL that I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
A lot of different topics. I didn't get to watch it last night, but boy, Garoppolo was struggling.
Yeah, you know,
put up a 0.0 passer rating last night against the Broncos. And had the five picks in a row
in practice.
In
last
practice,
week.
Jeez,
could have been worse too. In watching it, look, one credit to the Broncos defense, and they did play their front line guys for a while. But the bottom line is that he just didn't look comfortable. I don't know if you got to take that first hit on the knee just to make sure it's okay, because he thought a couple hits were coming that weren't, but it actually should have been a lot worse. He threw a pick six right into a D-back's hands, and he dropped it, and there was no one around.
And the other interception that he did have was a poorly thrown ball.
And even the one he completed was like a wounded duck.
Yeah. They asked him about his knee, like, was it an issue? Was he thinking about it? He said, I wasn't thinking about it, so I was happy about that. It didn't bother me too much. Read between the lines there. It didn't bother me too much. Is he leaving that open to use that as an excuse for poor play? I don't know. But if you're a Niners fan, you got to be a little concerned that this is going to take him a while to get back into what you had hoped and what it looked like he was headed towards. So proceed with caution, Niners fan.
That's the thing. I mean, you gave him all the money. And granted now, you gave him with good reason. Before he got hurt, he was really in a groove. He looked really good.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when we say, hey, with medical technology, a knee injury like that, you come back in 6 months or less as opposed to it used to be a year, year and a half till you feel yourself again. But the biggest thing is now is it's the mental side of things that people don't think about. he's got to be okay mentally and trust that knee and feel like he can do the things he did before the injury.
Yeah.
I don't know. And he like we talk about guys that dictate the future of a franchise.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Zeke ain't happy.
You know what?
Shocker.
Jerry Jones made the joke earlier in the week when somebody asked him about Zeke, and he said, Zeke who? Well, Rocky Arsenault, who is Zeke's agent, said, I didn't think it was funny, and neither did Zeke. We actually thought it was disrespectful. Uh-oh. I was just talking about this at the draft last night when somebody said, because I was jokingly saying, somebody needs to grab Zeke Elliott in the first five rounds, or first five picks. And he went, obviously, but people were like, do you think he'll be playing? And I was like, yeah, there's no doubt. I think they're going to pay this man his money. He's the you know, the bread on the butter. The Cowboys aren't stupid. They realize that this offense is all predicated on Ezekiel Elliott. They're going to get a deal done before the season starts, and he'll be back. I don't know. Now, he might sit out until week eight and then just come back and play just in time to qualify for the year. Somebody mentioned that at the draft last night, and that's been floating about, that's a possibility for him. And that certainly doesn't help, though.
So here's the thing. The way you look at the situation is, if you listen to the video when Jerry Jones was doing the interview, it was harmless. He was kidding. He even tried to cover it up after that by saying, guys, look, you know, nobody is Zeke, and we know blah, 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 blah. But from the standpoint of Elliott's camp, this was them sending the message of, okay, they're going to use the comment as the way to get it across, but they're getting a little antsy. They're getting a little tired of the sit and wait process, and the fact that if you're going to patronize him by trying to build up another running back to say that they've got someone that can fill in, let's get down to brass tacks. Let's just see what the numbers are and try and get a deal done.
I wonder if they're using it just as posturing, just to say, oh, well, you hurt our feelings. Now there's a hurt feelings tax on this money.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just let's get the situation.
There's
a
hurt feelings tax. There's a, you know, you shouldn't have been joking around. Now let's get to the table and get serious. But I think they're just trying to do anything to get this deal done and get some leverage. But just when you think it's getting better, it looks like, man, every time there's something new that comes out that makes it a little bit worse than the previous time.
And the thing is, the Cowboys are supposed to have the leverage because he's got 2 years left on his deal.
Yeah, well.
But it seems like he's holding all the cards right now.
He doesn't have to play, at least for the first half of the year. And speaking of stuff that won't go away, now Antonio Brown has filed another grievance with the NFL over the helmet because they closed a loophole. So he had found the loophole in the system that said he could play if he could find a helmet within this range and this, that, and the other. He goes out and does that. He finds one, not one, but two. And then the NFL comes back and says, no, we're closing that loophole. This is the rule. And now he's pissed again. Dude, just, and this is the funny thing. This was the quote from Drew Rosenhaus. Well, it was basically, I can't find the quote, but basically what it said is, look, he's been playing with this helmet forever, and he's taken a lot of punishment over the years, and this helmet has protected him, so it's obviously important to him. I don't know if you know this, Drew, but the whole point of the testing is to protect the players.
There's no bigger issue that is of more concern to the NFL right now with the CTE lawsuits and everything that's going on than player safety. And you're dealing with, obviously, the biggest issue of all with CTE and otherwise. It starts and ends with protection of the head. So, but the thing is with the entire, again, he's just delaying the inevitable. You ask any general manager, anybody in the league, anybody, and they say, because of those reasons I just gave you, you can work whatever loophole. You're not going to win that argument.
But who are they really protecting, Joel? Who is the NFL really protecting? Are they protecting the players, or are they protecting themselves from future lawsuits by having these rules in place? Who are they really protecting?
They're protecting themselves, which indirectly protects their players.
Right. But they're protecting themselves first, and that's what this comes down to, is they're not going to go out and give exceptions, because if they do that, then they have to start doing that, and then if Brown ends up with CTE in his later years, he could come back and sue him again. So they're just like, nope, I'm sorry, but this is where we're at. And if you're a player, you either deal with it or you just don't play. And I'm the Raiders, I mean, they've already come out and said, you're all in or you're all out. I would just not entertain this anymore. I'd be like, dude, come back when you're ready to play. Period.
Someone made the point. There's 2,880 or such players in the NFL. 2,879, Even Tom Brady, who didn't really like it, found a way to find a helmet that works. How come you have to be the one guy?
Get over it. He's just doing this for attention.
No doubt about it. I'm totally with you. All right, there's some NFL news and headlines. We'll continue to roll into the second hour of the show. We can talk NFL. We can talk baseball. We can talk other things. So we hope to have you join us one way or another. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Money in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Got you some baseball talk, talking NFL and the Texans. Someone desperate, wants to talk about the Niners and Jimmy G. So we've got lots to get to. Anton, why don't we bring you in right away? You want to talk Niners and Jimmy G. What's going on?
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a 49ers fan, and from last night, I could kind of see that he was a little tentative. He hasn't played in almost a whole year. So, as honestly, me, as far as a 49er fan, I'm not concerned about that. I feel like it's not going to be a lot of pressure on him, because I feel like some of the pieces that we picked up on defense is going to help out on that a lot. But I feel like he's going to get it together, and I don't feel like any other 49ers should be concerned. That's it.
All right. Thanks, Anton.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
You got to hope he plays well, because like I said, he is your franchise. And they got a lot of weapons on that team for him now.
Yeah, they've gotten better.
They got three running backs.
Expectations are through the roof. But, I don't know. When you're coming back from an injury, to look as bad as he's looked this early on is not encouraging. Now, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have time to figure it out and trust his knee again, but man, it's just not encouraging.
I think the biggest thing with it is everybody's different. So everybody's body reacts differently. Everybody mentally reacts differently. And you just kind of got to bear with him, because you already made the commitment, regardless, that's not going away financially.
Yeah.
And you already saw what he could be when he was healthy. So now it's just a matter of how do we get him back to that level, and how do we help him as much as we can to speed the process up? Because it's obviously as much going through his ears as it is whatever he's doing on the field. But if you look at that play that was not affected, the ball that he did complete, it was behind the receiver. It was a sitting duck. And you're like, yeah, there's something else going on there, because you can't forget how to throw a football.
Well, I mean, what were they, 4-12
without
last year? Right, but I'm saying
I watched
they're
when
going
he was
to
good.
Be better. Yeah, well, I mean, we all saw the potential that he has. They're going to be better. I don't think they can be much worse than when they were last year at this time. But I think it's about rust and trust for Jimmy G. It's about, you know, knocking the rust off for being out for so long, and that's kind of what he's going through. That's why you have the preseason. And then trusting his knee and feeling like he can step into throws and move in the pocket and do the things that he does that made him that showed us the potential that he has as a quarterback. So if he can get past those in the next couple of games, then I think they're going to be okay. Whether they, you know, make the playoffs or anything like that, that remains to be seen. But I think that they certainly are counting on him to be a guy that is, you know, that gets back to the old form. And that might be disappointing if he can't because of the knee. So I don't know.
It's something to keep an eye on, because, like I said, he's one of the few guys in this league where the whole team's success is based on him. Because, like you said, without him, 4-12. But with him, if he's playing the way he can play, that's a team that's a playoff team.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. All right, we'll continue to roll on. We covered a plethora of NFL topics. The one thing that we didn't get to that I thought was interesting, too, was Baker Mayfield should just shut his mouth. I mean, so, yeah, he had a good rookie season. He impressed some people. But can you stop giving your comments on everything? Because before Duke Johnson was traded, he went and got all in Duke's business. And one of the first rules of the locker room in professional sports is don't get in the middle of another man's money. Don't get involved in it. It's not your business. And he got into that. Now he did an interview with GQ, And he talks about the Giants drafting Daniel Jones. And his quote was, "It blows my mind. Some people overthink it. That's where people go wrong. They forget you've got to win." He goes on to say, "Either you have a history of winning and being that guy for your team or you don't." I mean, can you just stay out of it? It's the Giants. It's their business.
The best response I saw was, this is coming from a guy who's, what, played in six games or won six games.
Sample size.
For a team that's been garbage for the last decade plus.
Jimmy Garoppolo, sample size. And yeah. I mean, he better back up all the things that he's saying, because not everybody who's a good quarterback, who became a good quarterback in the NFL, necessarily had a great college career. I mean, Tom Brady was a sixth pick in the draft. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, just because you did well in college doesn't mean you're going to do well.
Yeah. Here.
So if he backs it all up, you're either going to love him or hate him a lot more.
Credit to Jones, too. He just said, I think Mayfield's a great player. He took the high road on it, but it is a slippery slope. And you know what? If I was on a team that's been garbage for most of the decade or the past couple of decades, like the Browns, I'd probably wait until we get a couple of winning seasons under my belt to get cocky. Like, it's right now, you're pushing all your chips in and acting like you guys are already making playoffs and Super Bowl runs. And I mean, look, I realize that in Vegas, people are betting on the Browns and the Bears. That's the sexy picks because of the value that they present from a betting standpoint. But don't think for one second that the Browns are an upper echelon team until they've gone out and proved it. Now, could they make the playoffs? Sure. Absolutely they could. But you got to go out and do it first. Then maybe talk mess next season.
Well, here's the thing too, right? Because when you're talking about that, and by the way, you mentioned that. Hope we get to that later, because I believe Vegas is a lot more accurate than your eight teams that could win it all and eight teams that are going to suck.
Oh, well, because they've included the Packers.
Maybe. But at the same time, when you look at...
obvious.
When they hit Baker up today with the fact that these comments came out, and they wanted to see if he wanted to follow up, and his first comment was, "Look, this is not what I said, just so we're clear. I also said I was surprised I got drafted number one, then was talking about the flaws in evaluating QBs, where I brought up winning being important. Reporters and media will do anything to come up with a clickbait story. Heard nothing but good things and wish nothing but the best for Daniel." First of all, your ego and your cockiness, don't tell me you didn't expect and think you should be number one. We heard it throughout the process. You were the one that had him that high when everybody had him in the 20s. Mm-hmm. But when the interview processes kept happening and when people started working him out, when they were talking to him, sure, you go back and look at those quotes. He may not have outright said it, and I'm not sure he didn't, but he did think he should be the first quarterback taken.
I mean, a lot of people slept on him because of his size. And,
right?
And that's rightfully so. You get it. And yeah, he's not proven anything yet.
Right.
So, I don't know. I will say this in his defense, now knowing what you just said about what he came back and responded to. Mm-hmm. People in the media do tend to twist things, and they'll take things out of context, and they won't give you the full story because it's not as sexy as if Baker Mayfield is making fun of Jones and the Giants and everything else. So, I'm not going to completely say that didn't happen, but let's be real. That dude is he's full of himself, and
he's not modest.
He's
no one's described him as modest.
He's got an attitude. He's a little cocky guy. That's like, yeah, you know.
I mean, if you look at divas by position in the league, quarterbacks and wide receivers, Antonio Brown and all these other guys, they're divas. And they're egomaniacs. But guess what? That's part of what makes them so good.
Yeah,
because they believe they can beat any situation, any defense, any defender, whatever.
Well, as long as he backs it up, because he's literally on a team that has ended football careers for years. Like, so many people signed with the Browns to get paid and have their career absolutely ended. I mean, that wasn't their goal. It just happened.
Yeah.
Time and time and time again. So, as long as he backs it up, man, right. I'd be impressed.
Here's a follow-up to what you said earlier, Barry. Antonio Brown actually practiced wearing a certified helmet today, and Gruden said he's all in and ready to go. That's my understanding. Really happy to have him out here. He's a great player.
Good.
So let's just hear nothing more about Antonio Brown unless he has a big game.
Yeah.
And he's playing.
Tired of it.
Right. And then here's another thing interesting, going back to the other topic we were talking about with the Texans and the division and everything else. Hopes are now fading for Andrew Luck to be ready by week one.
That's
a big deal for I mean, look, that's a team that a lot of people, again, they're not the sexy pick, but a lot of people believe their talent, their offensive line, they still have tons of cap room, the way they're set up, they can make a deep run.
If he's healthy, I think they could win the division. because I don't think this division is that strong.
I agree with that. But if he's not, I don't think that they are going to – I think that they – I don't know that they're not going to make the playoffs.
You, when you talk about value, and I don't think Andrew Luck is winning an MVP, but when it comes to value for a team
– he's another guy.
He's a guy, just like a lot of quarterbacks are, but
– just like we were talking about Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck more so with the Colts.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. Rolling through hour number two of the three-hour show. And if you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear from you. That's why we call you guys the suspects, the ones we know because they're always joining the show. That's how they do it. 713-780-3776, HRNP Lister line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter before we head to the break. Hey, man, I know a lot of you are trying to get that last-minute vacation set up for the family. Kids are getting ready to go back to school. Maybe you got a lot of business plans where you got to travel in the next month or so. And you constantly book hotels, and then you find out after the fact that you paid way too much. And you don't have the time to research it and get into all the details. Well, now there's a website that does it all for you. All you do is go to besthotelrates.com. You punch in your dates of travel and your city of destination. And just like that, you're going to see plenty of hotels to choose from because besthotelrates.com has already arranged for 600,000 hotels worldwide to make deals with them so they can get you the best price and the best availability for the hotel room you need. All you can do is remember the name and you'll take care of all the rest. It's besthotelrates.com.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, putting the wraps on hour number two, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. Hope you're having a good day and getting it done by taking us with you on the run wherever you may be.
A couple of texts, and then I have a topic that I want to get to. Two topics. Mm-hmm. Joey said, FYI, I want some tickets to y'all's get-together last weekend. Had a blast. Huge thank you. That's from listener Joey.
Okay.
Glad you made it, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Juan said, I don't think you'll get better songs. You'll get better than songs from 97, but what about songs about making a comeback? Steelers top 10 defense prediction. Juan, I'm going to tell you one more time.
I was wondering why you were reading.
No one cares about the Steelers except you in this city. Nobody. And I know yesterday you wanted our prediction, and I do think the Steelers are going to be a top 10 defense. I've seen them ranked as high as 2. I don't know if I would necessarily buy into them being the second best defense in the NFL. I will agree with you, though. I could see them being as high as 5. But we're not going to dedicate a whole way back Wednesday to the Steelers' defense. That's one. Love you to death. That ain't happening. 9-7 is what... that's what people care about. Or 8-8. We should do that. Songs from 88 or 97.
I can't believe he asked that. Maybe he knew that was going to make you mad.
No, he probably did. That's how Juan is. He likes to poke the bear.
Being you?
Yeah.
Because it works.
Adam
Schefter, by the way, reporting, as we talked about Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys, their first lucrative contract has been given out. No, it's not Zeke, Dak, or Amari Cooper. Linebacker Jalen Smith has agreed to a long-term extension with the team. He's a good one.
Good move.
Very good one.
Yeah. All right, couple things. This morning, so Nora went into work late today.
Okay.
And what is that noise?
I don't know.
Did you hear it out there?
Yeah.
I heard it too.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Professional. I wouldn't give it any mention on the air.
You know I'm easily distracted, Joel. Mm-hmm. So Nora, she's at home this morning, disrupts my whole morning, throws everything off. And so she says, I'm hungry. Do you want breakfast? I was like, yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what I want. She said, well, I have some Chinese food. I was like, why would you eat Chinese food for breakfast? She's like, what? It's food. You eat breakfast for dinner. So we had a lengthy debate and argument about the ability to be able to eat breakfast for dinner or dinner for breakfast. I think this is a one-way street. You can have breakfast for dinner. That's fine. But I don't think you can have – that's weird.
I don't think so at all.
People would disagree with
you. Yeah, completely disagree.
Who's eating Chinese food at 8 in the morning?
People love cold pizza for breakfast.
I was just going to say, pizza is a lot more common than you think. Yeah. I don't eat it that much, but yeah, I've done it before.
Yeah, I mean, cold pizza. Now, I'll tell you this. And when I lived in Portland, my best friend and several of my best friends were Hawaiian. And their idea of breakfast is a version of fried rice, where you just have chicken and it's literally chicken fried rice. But they
for
have
breakfast?
A certain... Oh, yeah. And they eat just bowls, and you just eat it, and you mix in scrambled eggs with it.
It's like when, because, you know, Nora is Hispanic, and she loves to go to, like, Taqueria Arandas for breakfast on a Saturday. And her sister go all the time. And sometimes I'll go, and they're getting, like, refried beans for breakfast. And I'm like, it's too early for that.
Oh, no, Lisa's
right. It's way too early for that.
That's happened for sure.
I know. I see it. I'm just like, that doesn't make any sense. But to start eating Chinese food or, like, I don't know. That just seems so weird.
The two most obvious are Chinese
food.
By the
way, I'm not telling her that I was wrong with this. No way.
And then the other one is kind of a half and half where people incorporate steak and then eggs.
The steak and eggs I've seen, but that's also weird to me. I've never had steak and eggs.
I mean, you've had breakfast meat, right? Whether it be bacon or sausage or Canadian bacon or whatever. But the bottom line is people eat steak and eggs. It's just a breakfast.
As long as it's not spicy.
Steak and eggs at night, yes. Steak and eggs in the morning, kind of weird.
What's the difference?
I just don't think steak is a breakfast food.
No, I don't think people are cracking out burgers and fries in the morning.
Oh, well, that's still dinner.
But I'd eat a burger. I'd eat a burger like at 10 o'clock in the morning. I totally would do that.
No, I'm talking 8 o'clock. She wants to have Chinese food.
8 a.m., I could see Chinese food and I could see cold pizza.
At 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Well, y'all are weird.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm saying there are a lot of people that would.
Well, they're weird. Including my wife. She's a weirdo. And
Have experienced the wrath of the wife being at home. Because yesterday it was me. I was sitting there trying to do my work, and instead of watching ESPN, she's putting on Wendy Williams and all that and interrupting every 2 seconds. And I'm just going, really? Because, like, I wouldn't do this if you were going through scripts for your TV. Why are you doing this to me now?
They don't.
And she's like, yeah, my bad. And then 5 minutes later, she goes, babe, you see that story right there? I'm like, it's CNN. I'm trying to do my work.
There was also a huge debate raging on the interwebs about chicken sandwiches. I want to know where y'all fall on this and the listeners and the peeps, too. But apparently, Popeyes is out here shooting shots. Okay. And it all stemmed from a passive-aggressive tweet from Chick-fil-A, who I guess probably fired the first shot. But I'll preface this by saying Popeyes has a new chicken sandwich out. What I don't understand is it's just now getting run. But I had tried this maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And I reported back, and I think I reported back on this show that I didn't like it. That it was dry and it didn't taste good.
I don't know for sure, but okay.
But I know I did because I went and got it and I was like, oh, this is awful. And I think I came back and even said as much, and I'm sticking with Chick-fil-A. So, but apparently that's become a thing, and it's been officially released nationally. So Chick-fil-A put out a tweet that just said, bun plus chicken plus pickles equals all the love for the original. To which Popeye's Chicken quote tweeted that and said, hey, y'all good? Like, you okay? You seem a little upset over there. So that sparked this big debate. So have you had Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I have.
I obviously have not.
You obviously have not. If I made you choose between a Popeye's chicken sandwich and a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, what are you choosing?
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Was yours dry?
Yes.
Mine too. The Popeye's chicken sandwich that I had was dry.
Deal with it, Popeyes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, do not care. Chick-fil-A whips your chicken sandwiches ass.
Love the Popeyes biscuits. Love the shrimp po' boy. Big fan of both. But when it comes to chicken sandwiches, I'm sorry. No one is touching Chick-fil-A from a national chain
perspective. Not even a debate. We'll have the debate with anybody.
Yeah, you're wrong. If you pick Popeyes, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Period. But there's this big debate going on.
I'll tell you what, that spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A changed my world. So I'm not going against it now. And we know that those are our peeps.
Absolutely. Right.
But that's not even it.
No, it's not.
Y'all know me. If I liked it, I would say.
No, you would have said it, yeah.
It has nothing to do with anything other than taste and what I liked. Well, go ahead.
No, my bad. But, like, not only that, but you know how I used to crap all over the Chipotle queso because not only does it taste bad, but it's visually bland. Looks bad.
Yeah.
It's the same argument you can make with the chicken sandwiches. It just looks better. The Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich just looks better than the Popeye. You can just tell just by looking at it.
Yeah, the picture that Popeye's posted doesn't even look good. They got them.
It's not appealing.
Big. The pickles don't look good. And by the way, they weren't. You can mess up pickles. Their pickles were not good. Well, if you're gonna put pickles on something, and I put pickles on sandwiches all the time, I would know.
See, I don't like that.
Really?
I know you're a pickle eater.
I
don't like and here's the thing. Growing up in Milwaukee, there are all the different kinds of pickles, and so people. I'm a fan of the pickles. But I'm not going to put them on a sandwich. I think they ruin sandwiches. Even at Subway, I won't put pickles on it.
Really?
On the side, sure.
No, I'm a big fan of pickles.
You're a pickle eater.
I hate you so much. I can't even talk about food that I enjoy without you making it sexual.
Oh, no, you did. Implying you told us sexual that one of the innuendo. Foods you enjoy is being a pickle eater. That's fine.
I can't. I just can't. Grow up, Joel.
It's fine.
You're like it's like doing radio with a 10-year-old. You're just over there making sausage jokes.
One day I'm in AARP, pickle and jokes. The next day I'm a 10-year-old. I'll meet you in the middle.
Just every time food comes up and there's discussions of meat or sausages or pickles, you got to make it sexual.
It's breakfast.
Breakfast
meat, Barry.
See?
I didn't say sausage links.
Anyways,
breakfast meat.
Wendy's got in the mix. They decided and said, y'all are out here. Y'all out here fighting about which of these fools has the second best chicken sandwich, and then tweeted a picture of theirs. And while I love Wendy's Twitter account, their chicken sandwich has a tomato on it, and for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, it's not really? As good, but they're way better on Twitter though. So I welcome
Wendy's
that.
Is the better.
I'll
Twitter,
tell you the one that had better than all of them. They tagged all three other ones. I think it was Pluckers, and they said big difference, which makes everything better. I had mine with a beer.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, looking for responses.
I don't want tomatoes on my chicken sandwich, though. No, thank you, Wendy's.
Now, I like tomatoes on a sandwich.
See, that's just weird.
No, it isn't. It's like any bacon, lettuce, tomatoes and tomato. Are disgusting. Or most sandwiches are lettuce, tomato, onions, and the...
Fun fact, tomato is a fruit.
I know that.
Okay, just didn't know if you knew.
Well, okay. No. All right. Tell people that don't.
I just did.
I guess. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go. It's the final hour of the big show. 60 minutes on the clock when we return. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.